Okay, we are good, Maggie, if you want to go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order and we will do a roll call. Can you do that, Peggy? I'm not sure who's supposed to be here.
I'm pretty new at this, but I'll give it a whirl. Sarah?
Okay.
Don here.
Eric?
I'm here.
Thank you. Janelle?
Here.
Maggie?
Here.
So who's missing is Ian? Lori, who said she might not be able to come. And then we have one vacancy. So this is it right now. And when Eric leaves, unless Ian is able to come, we're going to have to stop. So we better sally forth quickly.
Okay. We have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Not from this end.
Okay, so shall we accept the agenda the way it is? Is that something that we need to do?
You don't really need to do that. And actually, I don't think that item should necessarily be on the agenda any longer. It was important back in the old days when we had advertisers just kind of randomly suddenly show up and need to be heard right away. But with meeting quarterly and the chamber managing this contract, I don't see the need for that particular item. So I might take it off next agenda. We'll see how it works.
Okay, perfect. I think you should take it off then. What about consent calendar?
So what we need is, I put the minutes in here from the last meeting, which I think was on March 10th. And so what we need is, if you think it's okay, then we need to have a motion and a second to approve those minutes.
Oh, okay, perfect. So is there a motion to approve the minutes from last week? Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
And then discussion action items. So the tourism promotion grant application for Newport Loyalty Days. Did everybody get a chance to look at that?
I apologize for just sending that out. I kept hoping that I would receive a more refined application, but this is the second revision. This is revised from the last time. And so I urge you to take a look at it. I think that most people would like to award some marketing money to this event. Judy, you want to talk?
I just want to say that, you know, I attended a meeting with the city when the Loyalty Days Committee was trying to decide whether to move forward or not. And they are really hurting financially to make everything happen. And they've had to really cut back on a lot of things. And I know that I'm one that suggested to them that they reach out and apply for this grant. However, I didn't realize that they don't do as much advertising as what I thought they did. But I would really like to see them get something. And I was thinking, even if we did $500 just to help them out, I feel like we need events in this community. We need people. We need to have some fun in our community. And that's just my feeling, that I feel like we should at least award them at $500.
Nice. Yeah, when I read their application, I didn't see a lot of marketing in their application. And maybe it's just they don't know how to write a grant properly either. And so we do have to take that into consideration, that these people are all volunteers and maybe they don't know how to do that, and look a little closer at what the event actually brings to the community. And it's been in our community for such a long time. I used to be a part of the Loyalty Days. For 7 years, I ran the Princesses, and it was a great event for us to have.
Yeah. My feeling also is that if we are the, Discover Newport, then we have the opportunity to help them in their advertising, and we can advertise it for them. The event itself brings people to Newport and it gives back to the community. I mean, I think this is a no-brainer.
And I agree, Janelle, and the Chamber is helping them as well with helping design some flyers and do some advertising for them as well. So, but there are expenses. And so I just think that anything we can do, because if they don't get up and going this year, what's the chances of them next year too? So
how much money do we have in the budget for events like this?
So the tourism dollars stay with the city. Normally it was with Discover Newport. It's $25,000.
For the year.
It's per year. Mm-hmm. And any like groups or events, any of those kind of things, they can apply for these advertising dollars.
And so do we still have $25,000 left for this year before July?
I was going to mention that nothing has been spent from the $25,000.
Yeah.
And I don't know who said this, but I looked at that grant application and I instantly knew that whoever wrote it had never written a grant before. And I remember the first time I ever wrote a grant, it would probably look something like that. And I know that we need to do something for them. Because it really does bring tourists.
It does. Just because they didn't write it properly doesn't mean that it's not going to bring the tourists into town. And I noticed that too. I've wrote grants before too, and I'm sure my first one looked like that.
I feel like, especially if we haven't spent any of it yet, we're already to spring, and I think we should, I would love to fund the whole request.
Yes, I think so too. I would like to also. I think that we should just get behind them and help them this year. They had problems from last year, weren't able to make the money that they needed to because of COVID. So this is like the perfect opportunity for us to put a Band-Aid in the problems that they have.
So what I would suggest, and I may be speaking out of turn here, Peggy, but keep in mind that what you guys are deciding on is a recommendation, and then your recommendation goes to City Council and City Council approves it. So keep in mind, you may City Council may not approve the whole $5,000.
Right. Okay. Perfect. But they definitely won't approve the whole $5,000 if we don't bring it
right
to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
If I don't know what's happening here. If that's the wish of the committee, is to fund it at the requested level of $5,000, then we are going to need a motion in a second, and I'll have to package this up and get it ready for council for April 4th.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Are you going to motion, Sarah?
Yeah, sure. A motion that we funded at, or recommend funding at $5,000.
Any seconds?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And do we have anybody that, I forgot what that's called.
Opposed? Any naysayers?
It's been a long day already. Any naysayers? Nope. Okay, it's approved.
Thank you all. I'll get this ready to go to council on the April 4th, and, you know, hopefully, well, fingers crossed.
Perfect.
And we'll Thank have backup me. There, too, because Maggie and Judy will be there.
Yeah.
They will be.
It would be nice to find somebody to rewrite their grant, but that's okay. So the next one is extension of the contract between the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce and the City of Newport.
So just one thing I want to say is that for most of you, this contract actually didn't get started until October. And I wasn't funded until October. So my first year really was not a full year of the contract.
Yeah. Well, and then also we had already committed to a lot of things before you started with this contract too. So we have to keep that in mind also, that all of that stuff was done in advance. So any discussion?
I have a few things that I, you know, obviously I'm new to this, so please bear with me if I, you know, don't understand how it all works completely. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think that overall, the online presence for Discover Newport is lacking. If you look at the website, the old website versus the new, and I know aesthetically the newer website, I've heard from people in this group that it looks a lot better. The data and the numbers don't show that. So when you look at the stats on traffic to that website of the old website versus the new website, it's like half, right? So I would just recommend not to change, but I think that the chamber needs more guidance or overseeing of what's happening with Fox and Crown if they're the only ones doing everything. The web traffic and the website itself, I think, can be improved a lot. The numbers presented at the last meeting, and I know, Judy, you said that maybe they weren't accurate. I hope that's the case, because when I compare them with the numbers for, say, my restaurants or even the Newport Sea Lion Foundation page, which just went up 30 days ago, there's been more views on that page than there was for the whole year for the Discover Newport site. So I'm just concerned that they might not know what they might not have all the tools to do the job. And if so, we need to guide them and help them get to a place where we are actually competing online, because right now we are not, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I guess I feel somewhat the same way, and I don't understand, and I'm guessing that similar to Janelle, I feel like I'm still not exactly sure who does what in this whole process, but how is it decided what goes up on that website and when it's updated? And if we're trying to promote events, how those events get on there and so on and so forth. Because from what I can tell, I'll use the hotels as an example, 85% of them have the same generic photo on them, which is actually, it wouldn't make me want to stay there. If I'm looking at a website and all the hotels have the same generic hotel room, how am I deciding that I want to stay in generic hotel room A versus generic hotel room B? So I guess I would agree with that. I think that a lot of what makes people want to go somewhere these days is what the web presence is, and I wouldn't. As I said when we did the interview, we have a gorgeous beach. Nobody is denying that. what else we can provide to people other than the gorgeous beach. And I don't think that website is doing a very good job. And honestly, the print ads that I have seen, and it could be I don't see them all, again, they talk about our gorgeous beach. And I don't think anybody's denying that our beach is gorgeous. I think it's what else you can do once you come to see the beach.
I mean, you know, sorry, I can go more, but somebody else wants to say something. I would just say, like, you know, exactly what you're saying, Sarah, as well as, you know, I don't think that they're understanding how to do SEO or searchability. There's also, I personally, you know, I'm wondering, you know, who's overseeing the marketing plan for the billboards and all of that. They're really hard to read, in my opinion. I don't know. There's just little things. I think that, and maybe it's only because you guys meet only quarterly. That probably is why, when these things should be reviewed weekly.
So when Fox and Crown took over, the committee was meeting on a monthly basis because I didn't have a contract yet. We were lacking in a quorum to be able to have meetings. And there was a lot of things that needed to be done and moved forward. With the website, when Fox and Crown won the RFP for the committee, we voted and they were awarded the contract. News Times decided to shut off Discover Newport's website, even though the chamber owned that website or had control of that website. They kept all of the content that went along with that website. So Fox and Crown had to start a brand new website from scratch. So they have been trying to get, I know some of the, there's still a few of the photos that are not, you know, that are just like a standard photo or whatever. They're trying to get all the businesses to give them the content and update their sites and that kind of thing. As far as the SEOs and that kind of thing, I know that that was talked a lot about in the first couple of meetings that we had with them. Bobby and I meet with them at least once a month. Bobby, did you have a question? You're muted, Bobby.
I was just going to suggest that it might be a good idea to set up a meeting where we can have Fox and Crown come in and, you know, give their presentation that they did to us, to the whole committee, and they can talk about what they're doing for the SEO and where they're going with their marketing mission. And I mean, they have taken over from scratch, so it has taken a while to build everything and collect all of the data and collect all the mission, because they did start at their website absolutely from scratch. So I know that they are on kind of a phased mission to get all of the information and get the website set up correctly. But I know that they'd be open to guidance. And I mean, it doesn't have to just be, Judy and I that, you know, are talking with them. It can be the committee, I would say, that can give feedback. We can, you know, there's a new blood in the committee. There's new guidance. I think that that could definitely get put in place, and it should.
And I agree with Bobby, because this committee has struggled because we haven't had committee members on here. And so I think now that we have, you know, new committee people on here, that it will be really good. And, you know, this is our last meeting that we have to meet in on Zoom as well. And so Fox and Crown can come and meet with us in person and do a presentation for us. And we as a group, or you as a group, or all of us as a group, we can make decisions on where we want next year's marketing to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing.
I think they are really good and receptive to hearing what suggestions
they are there. Yeah.
So does Destination Newport fully own whatever's on that website now? So if Fox and Crown is not awarded a contract in the future, are we going back to starting from scratch, or is that?
So I had it added to Fox and Crown's contract this year when they signed it, that any content that was like any photos on social media, videos, all the content on the website becomes the property of the city of Newport.
So therefore, everything that is being used currently will remain the city of Newport's property for future use, regardless of who has the contract.
So like right now, News Times, any content they had, they will not allow us to use. Anything that they had put on the social media, the websites, those kind of things, we cannot use their the things that they put out.
So I have one additional question. And you said that they are reaching out to businesses and so forth. How are they doing that? Because I've talked to a number of people and they don't know anything about it. So I'm just curious how they're reaching out to businesses and what the definition of a business is and so on and so forth.
To be honest with you, I don't know how they're reaching out.
Okay.
I can tell you that they have not, they didn't reach out to me. I had to reach out to them.
Yeah, it was the same way with Best Western too. I reached out to them because I didn't like that picture that they had up for our hotel.
So, you know, the question is like, so they need more guidance. It sounds like that a lot of us agree with they need more guidance, but, you know, and with this committee, along with the chamber, but, you know, the chamber's responsibility. So what is, the question is, do we recommend to continue with the chamber?
So a lot of beyond working with Fox and Crown, what the chamber does is the managing of all of the advertisers that call and want to have ads in them. So they'll collect all of the, we collect all of the calls and work directly with those inquiring advertisers and then present that at chamber or at DNC committee meetings. And then you as a committee will vote, do you want to have your advertising in this ad, or suggest another kind of ad or another kind of advertising. And then we work with the payments and negotiating all of those ads because the way that it was running where we were not getting quorums and we would have to get everything to the city to pay, it became really cumbersome to get things moving. So really having the chamber, having the contract is really a way to expedite getting ads purchased and bought. And then moving forward, we have a fuller committee now. We will be able to each committee meeting, bring all of those advertising inquiries to you to say yes or no. This is how much it's going to be. This is what the ad is. Yes or no. We take it back. We say we want these ads to Fox and Crown. They produce the artwork.
Bobby, excuse me just a second, because what you're saying is correct but incorrect. With us having the contract, our contract states that the Chamber of Commerce negotiates the media buys. And then we because of the fact that there wasn't time to do when there was a media buy, there wasn't time for us to wait for a committee to make decisions on whether or not to do that media buy. If there's a media buy that's like down the road, then yes, we could. But it was more of a thing that we were really running into the problem of people would, you know, we would get like media buy or people from the media saying, hey, I got this really great deal. You know, I can get you in here at a really discounted price or that kind of thing. And then there was no way to do it because we didn't have a committee. So it allows us to make media buys without the committee's approval.
Okay, so then the chamber makes all of the media buys and oversees the advertising agency. And those are the two functions of that contract. I'm sorry, I don't, what else is missing?
Well, so if you, did you read the Exhibit A?
Yes.
Okay, because that pretty much is defines how we function and how the committee functions. Mm-hmm. So the only other thing to do is if you do not approve to have the chamber's contract extended, would be that, well, I think it would go back into Spencer's hands as to what to do, because this was something that was negotiated, that started out with negotiations from Spencer, because of the way the chamber's contracts and the Discover Newport contract, they were very convoluted and there was a lot of stuff that was overlapping the contract. And so the only other thing would be to go back to a complete committee style where the city handles it all. And then you just as the committee makes recommendations.
So I understand why the city has the chamber doing this, because the chamber is our tourism arm for our city. So it makes a lot of sense for the chamber to oversee the advertising for tourism. And so I recommend that we recommend them for next year, because this last year, our committee was not meeting and was not having a quorum. So we were too small to make any decisions, and there would have been no advertising or anything going on had the chamber not have been able to jump in and take care of it for us. And I'd hate to see the whole thing fall apart again in the future.
Everybody's just frozen.
Well, you know, the chamber is willing to continue on with the contract, but I think now that we have new committee members, and hopefully we'll even get another one, I think that will be really good, because there will be more guidance, more great recommendations, and people to help, you know, make those kind of decisions and that kind of thing. Looks like we lost Janelle.
And it would be nice to have fresh ideas that come from other people and where they're coming from.
No, absolutely. The more,
yeah, she's
the
coming
better, you know.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, good. She missed out what I said, but she's still connecting. So Janelle, I was just saying that, you know, the chamber's willing to take on the contract again, and that I think that, you know, having more people now with the committee and, you know, be able to meet more, you know, that kind of thing, because there's nothing, I don't think there's anything that says we can't meet more if we feel we need to.
That's right.
So, yeah, so that's just kind of where I'm at. Peggy?
Well, one thing I think is that it's great to have new committee members, and thank goodness, because this committee had not met since September until a few weeks ago, because there was no way they could get a quorum because there were so few people on the committee. And so now that there are enough people on the committee, maybe, you know, this group that's here can decide, you know, whether to recommend continuation of this agreement for 1 year, and perhaps you can start meeting more often so that everybody can be up to speed on marketing, what's happening, perhaps, you know, monthly or every other month, whatever you want to do. We can handle that here. But we, you know, we were constantly trying to get new members, and we were just, we just couldn't until, thank goodness, we got two more people who stepped up, and we're still down one person. And so, for example, if one of you had to leave right now, we'd have to end this meeting.
So how many people do we need for a quorum?
You have to have four. So you have, right now you've got one, two, three, four. So Ian is on the phone, or he's somewhere. I see his name.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, I'm here.
Eric had to leave for a medical appointment. Otherwise, he would be here. And so I think you've got a really nice functioning committee now. And if you want to start meeting more often, all you have to do is let us know.
Yeah, maybe we should go back to monthly meetings so that Judy can let us know more about what the marketing stuff is.
I think, Maggie, you earlier, or did you make a motion to accept it for a year or not?
I don't think, I just gave my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, I personally, I mean, I feel like, you know, you can't manage what you can't measure. And it looks like things have not been measured, so the standard's really not high. You know, I'm going to be the annoying person who wants to measure everything and make sure that it's increasing every single meeting. So, I am happy to, you know, I mean, a lot can change in a year, and I think that we can get the website where it needs to be and we can give them the direction. But it needs a lot of work.
So one of the things, Janelle, too, is that's really frustrating for me is that it's really hard to measure print ads. And so one of the things,
if you're doing it in a traditional way, yes, but there are lots of ways to measure print ads if you use a QR code.
Well, that is true. And then also, one of the things is we have, so there's a 1-800 number that comes into the chamber. And I've been, that's one of the things that I want to try to work with our, because we got new phones and everything. And so we don't get a report now of how many calls we get on that 800. So that would be another way that we could measure too, is when anybody calls in off of our print ads or our ads that have our phone number.
And I don't know, is it possible to get, for lack of a better term, a flow chart of what, so we have this money that's hanging out that we can spend until the end of the fiscal year, am I correct? And we haven't spent it yet. And that's based on a percentage of the room tax, if I understand correctly. So what has that money been used for in the past?
Sarah, are you talking about the whole budget or just the tourism grant budget?
Well, I guess in some regards, both. I mean, I understand the basic concept of where money is going, but I went back through and looked at the last two or however many, a year of minutes, which isn't very many meetings, and I understand why, and tried to figure out what we are and are not spending money on and where it's going. And then I do understand that the new growth of money based on the increased tourism tax, I understand that's a separate pot, but what is going on currently as far as print advertising goes? Do we get a report of that quarterly? How does that work?
You would get a report of that quarterly, and that was what I reported last meeting, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I would be more than happy to get that sent out to you. And because you guys don't know where we've spent our money this year, I would be more than happy to send you the spreadsheet that I have, excuse me, that shows you everything that we spend, that we have spent money on this year and things that are upcoming that are in the works that we just haven't paid for yet. And then also there are certain items that the city makes payments on. Anything that is a three-year contract, the city pays those. So there's a few items, and I know, Janelle, when I sent you, did you get my email today?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll see on there where it says, I think it said city.
Mm-hmm.
Next to it, those are the items that the city pays for and that kind of thing. So I don't know, Peggy, should I send it all to you and then you send it out? Or
yes, if you want to do that, just send it to me and I'll send it to the entire committee. I like to see if we send something to a committee member that the entire committee gets it. And then also, if you know, I think if you can decide today two things. One is a recommendation on whether to extend this contract or not. And the second one is the frequency of your meetings. So if we can deal with those two items today, because you really powered through a hard one in my mind, which was loyalty days, then you will be a success. And then, so just so that I'm clear on this, if there is a recommendation from this committee to extend the contract for 1 year, then Judy, you're going to put that in your report next week? Judy and Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what I have to do because we are sort of shorthanded here. And anyway.
And I sent Spencer and so Spencer and Steve have our budget as well.
I know. He asked for it. I said, well, it was in the packet. But he said, I'll ask Judy for it. I said, I can give it to you, but he asked you.
So they have it, yeah. And then another thing I do too is just so you understand that the chamber keeps a completely separate account for the money that is given by the city to handle the Discover Newport. And so no Chamber of Commerce money commingles with it at all. And I send Spencer a financial report every first of the month showing him what we have spent and how much money is left in the checking account.
Perfect. So do we have a recommendation for the chamber to go forward? Nope. Okay.
Well,
So what happens if that happens?
Then that means that we don't recommend the chamber to continue for the next year.
So when is this contract up?
So we have to do the recommendation 90 days before the beginning of the fiscal year.
Which is why you're considering it now, because the fiscal year begins on July 1.
So, but if they're not, is there no other option? So you're saying it would go back to the city and the city would have to do it? And that, to me, sounds like an impossible option, especially if they're shorthanded already and they don't even know, they know less about this stuff than, you know, anybody on this call. So,
so the only other option is, so there's two options, one or three options. One, leave it with the chamber and move, committee meetings to monthly so that we meet as a group and make decisions together. Two, you let it go back to the city, and then with it going back to the city, that means the committee makes all the media buys and all the decisions, and somebody from the committee has to be in charge of contacting all the media people, letting them know if they're going to purchase from them, and those kind of things, or the, which I think is the worst case scenario. So another thing is the chamber doesn't get paid to do this. We do this for nothing. So the other thing is, if you want to pay a company to run this contract, then you would have to go out to RFP to find a company to run the contract.
A motion to let the chamber continue the contract for a year. Any second?
Pardon?
I would second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, I will go to the meeting and I will recommend that the chamber move forward for another year.
Don't forget about the meetings.
Right, and so then I'm thinking, do we all want to meet for once a month like we used to in the past?
Can I ask?
Now that we're going to meet in person.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Ian.
I would like that if we can, now that we're going to be able to meet in person, I think monthly would be best.
We're going to be meeting, all of our meetings will be in person starting April 4th. So the next meeting of this group, whether it's in 1 month or 3 months, is going to be in this room in person. So they will be in person.
Perfect. Hey, I do have a question. I know when we were first negotiating this contract, there was talk of that there could be like work sessions or something like that that could just be held in the chamber office, like in our boardroom, that kind of thing. Is that a possibility or what?
Not really, because, you know, any kind of subgroup of this group is still a public body, if you will. All of the meetings have to be, I mean, you don't have to sit up here where I'm sitting, even though it's easy because everyone has a microphone. But if you felt more comfortable, like having a work session, if you want to call it that, it's still going to be called a meeting here. You can sit down at the tables in this room if we have those tables down the road. But, I mean, we can make something work, but all of our public meetings now are going to be held in this room. You know,
I know the way we used to hold the meetings before was much more comfortable.
Well, you know, before we used to use conference room A for meetings, which allowed everybody to sit around a table. But what's happened since COVID, and I mean, I'm not sure as a staff person whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, but we've gotten a lot of feedback that people actually watch these meetings. And they want the ability to go back and look at them. And the only capacity we have to make those meetings available and to push them out on the live stream and on Charter 190 is if they occur in this room, because it's where the cameras are.
That makes sense.
What about email? Can we email each other? Can like Fox and Crown email us once a week with a report?
Well, they would need to email me, or, you know, I'm going to be replaced here pretty soon. We found somebody. And so,
no.
So, you know, they would need to email the staff. But one thing I need to caution you about is if, you know, if I get a weekly email or a monthly email from Fox and Crown or any of you related to this committee, I'm going to send it out to the whole committee. But if you begin to talk about it as a group by hitting reply all, you have created a meeting that's not noticed. So that's a meeting that the public has no ability to attend. So you can read emails, but don't please start trying to deliberate toward a decision on email, because that would put us in a precarious position. I think you're going to like the council chambers.
Okay, we'll get used to it.
I'll open the secret treat cabinet when you're here. Does that help?
Oh, perfect. Okay, we're all in for that one, Peggy.
So, do we have a motion to meet monthly?
I motion to meet monthly.
And a second?
I second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope, it'll be monthly meetings from now on, Peggy.
So let me ask one question, because I'm trying to remember when the meetings, I know they're always on a Thursday at 2:00, but was it the third Thursday?
Yeah, it was the third Thursday, yeah.
Okay, so does that schedule still work, the third Thursday?
That works for me. How about everybody else?
You said third Thursday at 2:00?
Yes.
Correct.
Golden for me.
So you might even be able to meet my replacement next month.
Well, they can't be as good as you.
Mm-mm. Oh, I think that, you know, it's a new and better. I think you're going to like him.
Good. Nice.
Just a question. I will be out of town the third Thursday of April. Will I be able to join in?
Did you say that you will be physically out of the community?
Is that correct? Yes.
Okay. We will make arrangements for people who are committee members, voting committee members, who are physically unable to attend the meeting, like they're out of town. We will make arrangements for you to attend virtually.
Yeah, we used to do that in the past where we would have people on the telephone.
Yeah. Well, we have a setup now. The council just adopted this policy on Monday night, so we haven't really tried it out yet. But we have a system in here where we can have somebody on Zoom with the rest of us in this room. But the goal is to get people back in this room in person. And so the policy essentially says, unless you are physically unable to come to the meeting, that would be when you can participate by Zoom.
So I hate to be the new person and want an exception, but the third Thursday of April is the largest event that the Visual Arts Center puts on for the year. It's that weekend.
Murphy's Law.
No, I could be in person or on Zoom that particular day.
Oh my.
So is that, Sarah, it's just one time, right? It's not like every third Thursday you have an event, or is it?
No, it's the once a year. It just happens to be that weekend.
I see. Committee, what say you?
Well, I think we'll always find a Thursday that somebody's not going to be able to make it to. So I don't think we can base it on just a one-time event. I don't know that there's a better day for us to have the meeting unless somebody else can think of a better day.
You know,
well, I guess it was more of if you were going to have a quorum with like point blank said I couldn't be there, if that was more my issue.
Right, but maybe we could have other people be there to so we still have a quorum, because we still have Eric and Lori and Janelle, myself, and Ian would probably be able to be there.
You would still have a quorum if everyone else could show up. And, you know, in the meantime, if you know anybody who might fill that other retail position on this committee, just ask them to submit an application on our online portal, and then we can set up interviews at the next meeting. So I agree with Maggie that there's always going to be the possibility that somebody can't make the regular date, but it's better to have a regular day and time than not.
Yeah. Perfect. So do we need to vote on that, Peggy?
Well, you already voted on that. But
good. Okay, perfect.
Unless I just got ahead of myself, which is entirely possible. But what I'll do is go ahead and schedule this meeting, and I'll put together an agenda. And if you have any things that you want to see on the agenda, let me know. And then, Judy, would you and or Bobby reach out to Fox and Crown so that they know that we would like them to come to that meeting?
Yeah. Can they be put on the email thing just so that they are, get the...
Yes. Now,
the agenda every month?
Who should that be? Tiffany?
Tiffany.
I'll add her to the list.
Okay. But I will, when I meet with them, because I think I'm meeting with them next week with the Jason Holland as well. And I can let them know sort of what the expectations are going to be of what the committee would like to see from them so that it's more clear and we can all work together on it.
That sounds great. And what I think I'll do is send out a meeting invite just to get it on your calendar when I get back to my office. And then, you know, as the time grows closer, we'll get the agenda out to you, and not a Zoom link except for Ian.
Okay, perfect.
Should we add to the agenda for the next meeting our expectations of what we want to get from them in terms of our committee?
And
I think that
sounds good to me.
You know, I think I really haven't worked with this committee that long because, like I say, we didn't meet since September till recently. But, you know, I feel like, I don't know about other people, but I like hearing expectations. Because you know where you're headed and you know where you should be headed. So what's your sense, Judy or Bobby? Do you think they would be comfortable hearing expectations? I don't think it's unreasonable.
Oh, absolutely. They're really open to, anything. So I think that they would rather please this committee than not. They want to do a good job. So any help and suggestions, I think they would be great. Or take. Yeah.
Well, and I think that having clear expectations just makes the committee stronger also.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I might suggest as a committee is, so Peggy, one of the things that we have two new members that have never seen what that contract looks like with Fox and Crown and what their expectations from this their contract is. So either they could go on to the city website and look under the RFPs there or the agreements there, or we could send that to them so that they know what's in their contract of what things they have to accomplish.
So what I can do, I think that's a really good point. So what I can do is go onto the website and send a link to the whole committee to the Fox and Crown agreement. And I'll do that. I'm not here tomorrow, but I'll do it next week. I feel like this, you know, we're headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Yeah, I just think it'll be I think it'll be helpful for the new members and maybe even the old members that haven't really seen that contract or whatever. So it, because it breaks it down into what, things is in their contract of what they are to provide. Because there's some things that they provide that is not included in their fee, I guess I should say. So they get like a base fee and certain things are included in that. And then there's some things that they can do that are an additional cost item. Such as just an example, brochures. It's not in their contract to provide the brochures. So the brochures were a separate cost. Thank you.
So I would like to add something to the next meeting agenda because we have some new people and I apologize in advance, it won't take very long, but the city attorney and I have been providing a quick orientation to committee members at their committee meetings. We just started and we're working our way through all the committees. It takes probably 20 minutes. I have a little PowerPoint that only has 15 slides, I think. So if it would be acceptable to you, we'll do that at the next meeting.
That would be perfect. I think that's something that we need.
And we'll do it at the end so that Fox and Crown can go first.
Sounds good.
And I apologize if I butt in too much, but I have been the chair of this committee for so long that I forget that I'm not the chair anymore.
Right? Well, then I forget too that you're not the chair anymore. Okay, any more comments? I guess we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Goodbye.